Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
MD Now Urgent Care joins Slow Burn Theater Company's 2025-2026 season as title sponsor. MD Now Urgent Care has joined Slow Burn Theater Company's 2025-2026 season as the title sponsor, presenting five red-hot hits at the Amaturo Theater at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Slow Burn Theater Artistic Director Patrick Fitzwater expressed excitement for the upcoming season, thanking MD Now Urgent Care and presenting sponsor United Community Bank for their support. MD Now's Regional Vice President and COO Tina Miller emphasized the importance of the arts in the community. The season will feature popular productions like Catch Me If You Can, Disney's Frozen, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, Hairspray, and Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill the musical. Subscriptions and tickets are now available for purchase, with major support provided by Broward County Cultural Division and the Broward County Board of County Commissioners. Club Pilates and Pure Bear partner with Midi Health to help women feel strong through every stage. Club Pilates and Pure Bear have partnered with Midi Health to help women feel strong through every stage. Available in all 50 states, Midi Health will provide education, resources, workshops, and events centered on hormone health, perimenopause management, longevity, and aging well to members of the Exponential Fitness brands. The campaign will run from September 9, 2025 through February 28, 2026, with workshops in select Club Pilates and Pure Bar studios across the country. Midi Health, founded by women for women, aims to destigmatize menopause and address all aspects of midlife health. This partnership allows women to access expert care in spaces where they already feel strong and supported, helping them take charge of their health. Governor Moore and County Executive Brave Boy highlight South Lake as regional economic engine. Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Prince George's County Executive Isha Brave Boy recently visited the South Lake development in Bowie, highlighting its $1.3 billion investment and its role in generating housing, retail, and long-term economic growth for the region. The project, led by developer Gary Michael of NAI Michael, is expected to wrap up home sales within the next year, bringing new jobs and economic growth to the state and county. The development will feature a mix of national and local businesses, including Giant Food and Pharmacy, Sheetz, McDonald's, Chase Bank, Jersey Mike's Subs, and more. South Lake will also showcase local and minority-owned businesses, contributing to the economic growth of Prince George's County. With strong residential demand and a connection to Liberty Sports Park, South Lake is set to become a hub for residents, visitors, and businesses alike.
Swissnet Group secures another major healthcare project. DSG Deutsche Seniorenstift Gesellschaft relies on Swissnet's expertise for digital infrastructure modernization. The Swissnet Group, a leading provider of ICT solutions, has secured a new contract with DSG Deutsche Seniorenstift Gesellschaft, a major operator of senior care facilities in Germany. The project involves modernizing the network infrastructure across 20 locations, utilizing a combination of MPLS and Radius integration for secure interconnection. The agreement, structured as a long-term partnership, will provide Swissnet with recurring annual revenues in the mid-six-digit euro range. This initiative aims to establish a scalable and secure digital foundation for DSG's expanding network of care facilities, including upgrading existing infrastructure, expanding WLAN coverage, and installing a new hotspot gateway. Swissnet's CEO, Jonathan Sopp, highlighted the company's commitment to shaping the digitalization of senior care facilities and strengthening its position in the healthcare sector.
The Platform Group AG expands its portfolio in the furniture sector. The Platform Group AG, a leading software company, has expanded its portfolio in the furniture sector. Its subsidiary, Digitech Living Brands GmbH, has acquired a stake in Berlin-based PMR Handels GmbH, which operates several online furniture shops, including SofaDreams.com. The company will remain independent with the current management team in charge. The CEO of the Platform Group AG, Dr. Dominic Benner, stated that this investment aligns with their platform approach in furniture retail, aiming to strengthen their position in the industry. Christopher Loth, Managing Director of Digitech Living Brands GmbH, highlighted the goal of connecting more furniture manufacturers to their platforms, reducing logistics and marketing costs. The Platform Group AG operates in 27 industries with locations across Europe, generating €525 million in sales in 2024.
Bayer Foundation backs 15 women entrepreneurs. The Bayer Foundation Women Entrepreneurs Award, powered by the Impact Hub Network, has recognized 15 women from Latin America, Africa, and the Middle East and Asia Pacific for their innovative solutions in healthcare and food security. With nearly 295 million people globally facing acute hunger, these women are driving practical, scalable solutions from AI-powered health diagnostics to climate-resilient farming. Since 2021, the award has supported women entrepreneurs who have reached 3.68 million people with better healthcare, supported more than 69,000 smallholder farmers, and generated $3.93 million in additional rural income. Each awardee receives a €25,000 cash prize, a six-month accelerator program, strategic mentorship, and entry into a global network through the Impact Hub Network, addressing the challenges women entrepreneurs face in accessing capital, mentorship, and visibility. The award aims to strengthen locally driven responses to health and food challenges, building sustainable innovation ecosystems.
Helix Biopharma announces presentation at Q3 Investor Summit Virtual on the 16th of September 2025. Helix Biopharma Corp. will present at the Q3 2025 Investor Summit Virtual on September 16, 2025. The event focuses on undervalued microcap companies with strong growth catalysts. Helix will discuss its Phase 1b randomized Phase 2 clinical study of LDOS-47 in combination with pembrolizumab for non-small cell lung cancer. Additionally, Helix plans to uplist to NASDAQ in Q1 2026. Investors can book one-on-one meetings with CEO Thomas Merling for insight into the company's vision. Learn more at investorsummitgroup.com. Investor news breaks. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, scales manufacturing, eyes global commercialization of Aversa TM. Nutriband Inc. is making strides in scaling manufacturing and eyeing global commercialization of its Aversa TM fentanyl product. The company's technology integrates aversive agents into fentanyl patches to prevent misuse and accidental exposure, with patents secured globally. Collaborating with Candiva, Nutriband is ramping up commercialization manufacturing, positioning itself for FDA submission and potential revenue growth. Nutriband's focus on shareholder value and finalizing its FDA approval pathway is evident. To learn more, visit Nutriband's website. InvestorWire provides advanced wire-grade press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum market reach. For more information, visit InvestorWire's website. Tech Media Breaks, Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, holds first-mover advantage as power availability is the linchpin of scale. Blue Sky AI Inc., trading under the ticker symbol BSAI, is leading the way in providing modular, scalable, and energy-efficient data center solutions to meet the growing demands of artificial intelligence. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio emphasizes the company's vision to empower the AI ecosystem and enable innovation by providing critical infrastructure. With a strategic site in central Utah, Blue Sky AI has a first-mover advantage in ensuring power availability, a crucial element for scaling in the industry. By focusing on energy stability, rapid deployment, financial oversight, and IP strategy, Blue Sky AI is establishing a strong foundation for success in the modular data center market amidst the intensifying AI computing landscape. NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP subsidiary Hope Therapeutics closes acquisition of Dura Medical. NRx Pharmaceuticals subsidiary Hope Therapeutics has completed the acquisition of Dura Medical, a provider of interventional psychiatry services in Florida. Dura offers treatments for depression, PTSD, anxiety, and chronic pain through various therapies. This acquisition, along with other pending deals, will expand Hope's network to over 8 locations in Florida. Stephen Durand, Dura's founder and a U.S. Army veteran, has been appointed Director of Florida Clinic Operations. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders like suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. The companies NRX100 and NRX101 have received designations for the treatment of suicidal ideation and bipolar depression. Please see the full press release for more information.
Mission IR News breaks. Clean Inc., CLNN, advances toward NDA submission for ALS therapy. Clean Inc. and its subsidiary Clean Nanomedicine Inc. are making strides towards submitting an NDA for their ALS therapy, CNM-08. The company is on track to submit the NDA in the fourth quarter of 2025, with upcoming FDA meetings focused on survival data and biomarker analyses. CEO Rob Etherington expressed commitment to developing a therapeutic agent for ALS, aiming for potential accelerated approval by the end of 2025. CNM-08 targets mitochondrial function and the NAD pathway to improve neuronal function. For more information, visit Clean's website.
Archway Capital provides $42.9 million loan for the acquisition of a major portion of the Shoppes at Carlsbad, a 1.1 million CEF retail center in San Diego County. Archway Capital LLC has provided a $42.9 million loan to Steerpoint Capital for the acquisition of a major portion of the Shoppes at Carlsbad, a 1.1 million square foot retail center in San Diego County. The acquired portion, totaling 727,000 square feet, is currently 74% occupied with tenants like Yard House, The Cheesecake Factory, and more. This marks Archway Capital's largest transaction to date, showcasing their ability to customize loans and offer non-recourse structures. The borrower has allocated $4 million for property improvements, including upgrades to entrances and common areas. The Shoppes at Carlsbad, located at the junction of Interstate 5 and Highway 78, offers a variety of retail, dining, and entertainment options in an affluent area.
Mission North launches public affairs practice, led by Emily Field. Mission North, a communications agency for consequential companies, has announced the launch of a public affairs practice led by Emily Field. This new offering aims to help clients navigate the complex regulatory landscape at federal, state, and local levels. The practice is an expansion of the firm's corporate affairs practice and is on track to grow more than 3 times this year. With increasing demand for integrated product, corporate, and policy communications services, Mission North is stepping up to meet the challenge. Emily Field, with her deep public sector and policy communications experience, will head the new practice. The agency recognizes the need for a more agile and integrated approach to communications in today's environment, where organizations face new pressures and complexities at all levels of government. To learn more about Mission North's public affairs and corporate reputation capabilities, visit their website. Esquire Deposition Solutions achieves IEC 27001-2022 certification, reinforces its commitment to information security and data privacy. Esquire Deposition Solutions LLC has achieved ISO IEC 27001-2022 certification for its information security management system, demonstrating their commitment to protecting clients' data. This certification, an upgrade from ISO 27001-2013, solidifies Esquire's leadership in information security and data privacy. Chief Information Officer Jim Ballow emphasized the importance of this certification in safeguarding sensitive data from security breaches. Esquire's adherence to this standard reduces the risk of unauthorized access and data leaks, ensuring the security of court transcripts and client information. The rigorous audit process for certification covers security policies, data handling, and operational resilience, with requirements for implementation, monitoring, and continual improvement of the ISMS. Esquire's commitment to information security aligns with their mission to ensure equal access to justice for all clients.
Aspen Power expands Pennsylvania portfolio with new community solar projects. Aspen Power has expanded its Pennsylvania portfolio with the acquisition of two community solar projects in Northampton, totaling 6.85 megawatts direct current. These projects, in partnership with Syncarfa Capital, are expected to create 130 jobs and generate nearly 9 million kilowatt hours of clean energy annually. Aspen Power's CEO, Jorge Vargas, highlighted the importance of solar as the most affordable source of new electricity in the U.S. Syncarfa Capital's CEO, Cliff Chapman, praised Aspen Power's reliability and strong financial backing. With over 100 megawatts of assets in Pennsylvania, Aspen Power continues to lead in the distributed generation sector, contributing to the state's clean energy goals and a more sustainable energy future.
Redwood Q3 Cross-Border Index reveals twin triangles driving North American freight growth. Redwood Logistics and Redwood Mexico have released the Q3 2025 Redwood Cross-Border Index, highlighting the growth of the Bajío-Mexico City-Querétaro corridor and Mexico's new automatic export notice. The Twin Triangles concept shows a unified ecosystem driving freight growth, mirroring the U.S.-Texas triangle. Southbound demand is increasing, drawing more U.S. goods into Mexico. Despite tariff concerns, Mexico's economy is growing, with FDI and venture investment on the rise. Mexico's new automatic export notice targets specific product categories, requiring exporters to file an official notice through SNACE. Redwood Mexico has opened a new office in Querétaro to address the evolving needs of customers and streamline operations in this growing economic hub. Q&A with Jessica Delvecchio, Economic Development Manager for the Office of Economic Development, City of Boca Raton. Jessica Delvecchio, the Economic Development Manager for the Office of Economic Development, City of Boca Raton, has been instrumental in facilitating corporate relocation and expansion projects. Her finance background and government relations skills have helped attract businesses that contribute to the city's economic growth. The Office of Economic Development serves as a strategic partner for businesses, providing personalized assistance with permitting and tailored incentive packages. Boca Raton's success can be attributed to factors like a pro-business environment, skilled talent pool, and high quality of life. The city's strategic location, commercial office space, and diverse demographic mix make it a premier business destination. The office focuses on expanding businesses in sectors like aerospace, financial services, life sciences, and information technology. Boca Raton's quality of life, with its beaches, cultural amenities, and low tax rate, supports its economic development goals. The office provides support services for new businesses, including concierge assistance, financial incentives, and partnerships with technology development hubs and startup incubators.
SRS Real Estate Partners accelerates industrial growth with powerhouse Southern California team. SRS Real Estate Partners has added a market-leading industrial team in Southern California, led by Richard Schwartz, Executive Vice President and Senior Managing Principal. Schwartz, along with Joey Rome, Executive Vice President and Principal, and Nick Moshicki, Vice President, bring expertise in completing over $5 billion in industrial sales and leasing transactions. This expansion strengthens SRS's industrial presence in Southern California and supports their national growth strategy. The team's arrival complements the success of existing members in the region, positioning SRS for accelerated nationwide expansion. Founded in 1986, SRS Real Estate Partners is a respected leader in commercial real estate solutions with a commitment to excellence and client satisfaction. Downtown Burbank announces 10 new restaurants and retailers, supporting influx of residents, visitors, and workers. Downtown Burbank has welcomed 10 new restaurants and retailers this year, catering to the growing number of residents, visitors, and workers in the area. Among the new additions are Tigawak, Chubby Dumpling, Jam Jam Tea Studio, and Lab Legree. these will soon be joined by Supreme Crab, The Melt, iSmash, High Intensity Pilates, Flow Wine and Coffee, and Fire Wings. The city and downtown Burbank PBID have actively attracted these businesses to create a diverse environment. With 1,000 new housing units and 2 hotels on the way, the area is booming. First Street Village, with its modern apartments and retail spaces, is already a hit. Flow Wine and Coffee, a new concept by local residents, is set to open later this year, offering exclusive coffee and wines. The city's economic development team has programs in place to support businesses, making downtown Burbank a thriving destination for all.
WhatFix AI agents poised to accelerate enterprise business outcomes. WhatFix, the global leader in digital adoption platforms, has announced the launch of WhatFix AI agents embedded across its product suite to accelerate user productivity and drive business performance outcomes. These agents, powered by ScreenSense AI technology, interpret users' context and intent to trigger in-app guides, surface search results, display nudges, and invoke AI tools. By combining contextual intelligence with AI capabilities, users can complete tasks faster, focusing on outcomes. The first 3 agents, Authoring, Insights, and Guidance, transform how enterprises create, analyze, and guide in-app experiences. These agents personalize user interactions, bridging the gap between enterprise systems and user success at scale. Laurentiu Bogdan from Servier praises WhatFix AI for making complexity disappear. WhatFix is expanding into AI-first products to deliver measurable business impact, integrating intelligent automation and adaptive training into its suite to ensure every user can succeed, regardless of how fast systems evolve. The second Hong Kong Shopping Festival wraps up successfully. The second Hong Kong Shopping Festival concluded successfully in August 2025, with total impressions exceeding 100 million across various platforms, representing an 11% increase compared to last year. The festival showcased nearly 260 brands and over 500 products by Hong Kong SMEs on platforms like Taobao, JD.com, and Douyin, offering mainland consumers a month-long discount promotion. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council launched the E-Commerce Express this year, with the festival serving as the flagship event to help Hong Kong SMEs seize opportunities in the mainland e-commerce market. The event received strong support from the government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, aiming to boost sales and enhance brand reputation for participating enterprises.
Navigating the data deluge, how Beamer is addressing autonomous vehicles' video challenge. In the race to build autonomous vehicles, Beamer is addressing the massive data deluge facing the industry. With a single AV producing terabytes of video data daily, Beamer's technology offers 20 to 50% storage and networking savings without compromising model accuracy. Leveraging its Emmy Award-winning Content Adaptive Bitrate technology, Beamer ensures critical visual cues are preserved during compression. Partnering with over 80 AV companies, Beamer delivers tailored solutions for efficient video data operations in the AV sector and beyond. Learn more about Beamer's content adaptive solution for AV at their website.
Verdi and Great Wolf Lodge complete nationwide rollout to streamline and enhance guest arrival experience. Verdi, Inc., a leader in digital check-in and guest experience technology for hospitality, has successfully completed a nationwide rollout of specially designed check-in kiosks for Great Wolf Lodge. Across 22 indoor water park resorts, Great Wolf Lodge now leverages Verdi to deliver a faster, more seamless arrival experience for guests. Each property is equipped with Verdi-powered kiosks that include integrated RFID wristband dispensers, serving as room keys, water park passes, and cashless payment devices. Approximately 50% of arriving guests currently use the automated Verdi check-in system, climbing to 70% on peak days. This system also allows guests to purchase extra amenities to enhance their stay, like attraction passes and late checkout. Verdi's platform has helped Great Wolf Lodge reduce congestion during peak times, enhance guest satisfaction, and improve both guest NPS and front desk employee satisfaction.
SRS Real Estate Partners announces 20.75 million gown lease sale of a target property in a Long Island submarket. SRS Real Estate Partners has closed a $20.75 million ground lease sale of a 145,000 square foot single tenant property occupied by Target in Sayville, NY. The property, built in 2014 on 12.4 acres, has approximately 14 years left on Target's lease. The seller, a California-based investor, was represented by Calvin Short and Jeff Christian. The buyer, also from California, was represented by Tyler Leeson and Peter Del Tondo. This sale is the only freestanding Target sale nationally in the past 3 years. The property is in a prime location near major retail brands and serves as a gateway to Fire Island. SRS Capital Markets has completed over $1.5 billion in deal volume this year. For more information, visit srsre.com. Biomed News Breaks. Volition RSE American VNRX signs deal with worldwide leader in specialized diagnostics. Volition RX Ltd. announced a research license and exclusive commercial option rights agreement with Werfen's Immunoassay Technology Center to assess antiphospholipid syndrome using Volition's new QH3.1 neutrophil extracellular traps assay on Werfen platforms. Gail Forterre, chief commercial officer at Volition, expressed pride in the agreement, highlighting the potential to leverage Werfen's expertise in disease knowledge and product development. Marta Palicio, Werfen's Immunoassay Technology Center Innovation R&D Director, shared that early results in NETs levels detection in APS patients with the new Q test are promising. APS affects around 4 million people and is typically diagnosed via two positive antibody tests. Volition believes its new Q NETs test could improve decision-making and patient monitoring in APS cases.
Seanergy and spin-off United Maritime post Q2 profits declare another consecutive quarterly dividend as market enters seasonally stronger period. Seanergy Maritime Holdings Corp. returned to profitability in the second quarter of 2025 and declared a dividend for the 15th consecutive quarter, thanks to increased iron ore demand and tightening vessel supply. The company's net revenues were $37.5 million, with adjusted EBITDA at $18.3 million. Meanwhile, United Maritime Corporation also saw an increase in net income and declared a quarterly dividend. United Maritime achieved a daily TCE of $15,421, up 55% from Q1, and fixed about 68% of its available operating days at a daily rate of $15,495 for the third quarter. Both companies are optimistic about the seasonally stronger second half of the year, with Seanergy expecting a total fleet TCE of $23,081 and United Maritime anticipating an overall third quarter TCE of approximately $14,707.
Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ VMAR, strengthens electric watercraft position with Seabob Partnership. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., VMAR, has strengthened its position in the electric watercraft market through a new partnership with Seabob. This collaboration allows VMAR to offer high-performance electric water toys through its EV division at Nautical Ventures, with the Seabob as the centerpiece. Customers can expect proper support, training, and maintenance for their electric watercraft. With the launch of this dedicated EV division, Vision Marine is leading the way in the expanding electric marine market, providing innovative and sustainable alternatives to gas-powered watercraft. CEO Alexandra Monjon emphasizes that the company is building a complete electric ecosystem for boaters, covering sales, service, after-sales care, and on-water experiences. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at htanchfen/mar. AT Customate Solutions, AZ, secures rights to monetize SmartCart retail media and data. A2Z Customate Solutions, a global leader in smart retail technology, has secured the rights to monetize all retail media, data, and digital assets generated by its Customate 3.0 smart shopping carts at Yochananof, Israel's premier supermarket chain. Each cart can generate over 25,000 impressions per month, with A2Z paying Yochananof a fixed sum for ads sold on a cost-per-thousand impressions basis. This agreement opens up new revenue streams through advertising, consumer data analytics, and the development of a smart cart marketplace, positioning A2Z to capture value in the rapidly growing global retail media segment and the projected retail data monetization platform market. For more information, visit www.custumate.com.
Investor news breaks: Yushin Technology Ltd., NASDAQ closes $6 million underwritten public offering. Yushin Technology Ltd. has closed a $6 million underwritten public offering with gross proceeds of approximately $6.0 million. The offering included 21,428,571 common units priced at 28 each, with Aegis Capital Corp. exercising its overallotment option. Yushin Technology is a SaaS and PaaS provider helping retail enterprises digitally transform their businesses. The company's cloud-based SaaS product and PaaS platform offer omnichannel digital solutions for mid-tier brand retailers, enabling real-time sales data analysis and connectivity across systems, apps, and devices. For more information, visit Yuxin Technology Ltd.'s website at ir.yuxin.cloud.
Biomed news breaks: Gyre Therapeutics advances toward China approval and expands clinical pipeline with hydronidone. Gyre Therapeutics has shown strong progress in FY 2025 with continued sales growth and an application for hydronidone approval in China. Dr. Han Ying has been named CEO, and phase 3 data for hydronidone in chronic hepatitis B-associated fibrosis met its primary endpoint. Approval is expected in 2H26 with a commercial launch in FY 2027. Gyre is focused on developing hydronidone for liver fibrosis, including MASH, in the U.S., and has a broad pipeline in China through Gyre Pharmaceuticals. For more information, visit the Gyre Therapeutics website.
Solugenics Inc., NASNGX, showcases expanding rare disease public health pipeline in latest corporate presentation. Solugenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, recently showcased its expanding rare disease and public health pipeline in its latest corporate presentation. The company's specialized biotherapeutics division is focused on Hybrite, TM, SGX-301, a novel photodynamic therapy for CTCL. Solugenics's public health solutions division emphasizes biodefense and emerging infectious diseases. The presentation highlights the company's commitment to developing therapies for rare diseases without adequate treatment options, as well as vaccines and countermeasures for emerging infectious threats and bioterrorism risks. This dual focus sets Solugenics apart as a champion for underserved patient populations and a strategic partner in global public health preparedness.
KPM Analytics launches new OEM business division. KPM Analytics, a global leader in food manufacturing quality solutions, has launched a new OEM business division. This division will integrate advanced vision inspection and foreign material detection technologies directly into food production equipment. With over 50 years of expertise in vision inspection technology and 17 years in AI model development, KPM aims to strengthen process control for food brands. The OEM division seeks partnerships in various industries to seamlessly integrate high-performance inspection systems into production lines worldwide. By embedding KPM's inspection systems into OEM equipment, manufacturers can deliver tools that add real value for processors from day one.
Governor Moore announces state grant awards to support smart manufacturing efforts. Governor Wes Moore announced that the Maryland Department of Commerce has awarded grants to a dozen local manufacturers to support smart manufacturing efforts. The $180,000 in funding from the Maryland MADE grant program will help small manufacturers invest in technologies to increase energy efficiency, reduce emissions, and improve operations. Projects include advancements in 3D printing, power consumption reduction, and smart equipment controls. This funding, part of a $1.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy, aims to accelerate the adoption of smart manufacturing technology. Applications for the next round of grants open on November 3rd, with an informational webinar on October 6. Learn more at commerce.maryland.gov. Assured Communications CEO Joel Ogren and Chief Growth Officer Tim Parker to moderate panels at Submarine Networks World 2025. Assured Communications CEO Joel Ogren and Chief Growth Officer Tim Parker will moderate panels at Submarine Networks World 2025. Ogren, with nearly four decades of experience in secure networks and subsea infrastructure, will lead the discussion on the evolution of cable landing stations. Parker, with over 30 years of leadership in IT and data centers, will moderate a panel on how data centers are adapting to meet the changing needs of the subsea industry. The event will take place on Wednesday, September 24, 2025, at the SANS Expo and Convention Center in Singapore. Panel members include industry experts from companies like Nokia, Elalink, and Telxius. To register for the event, visit the Submarine Networks World 2025 website.
Sparkle Grooming Co. accelerates national growth with Texas expansion. Sparkle Grooming Co. is accelerating its national growth with the addition of 25 new licenses in Texas, led by regional developers Greg Bush and John Entz. Both bring a wealth of entrepreneurial and media expertise to the brand, with backgrounds in sports television. Greg, known for owning 7 locations of The Joint Chiropractic, and John, a former president of Fox Sports, are excited to bring Sparkle's innovative approach to pet care to the Austin and San Antonio markets, with a focus on providing top-notch grooming services on a recurring basis. Sparkle's membership model and flat-rate pricing make professional pet grooming simple and accessible. To learn more about franchise opportunities, visit sparkledogcare.com/franchise.
Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, named official partner of World Long Drive 2025 season. Newton Golf Company, Inc., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, has been named an official partner of World Long Drive for the 2025 season. This partnership will showcase Newton Golf's motion and fast motion shafts, known for their performance, during the World Long Drive World Championships in La Salle, Colorado. Newton Golf, formerly Sachs Parente, focuses on physics-based engineering to create innovative golf equipment that maximizes stability and control. The company's commitment to scientific advancement in golf club design aims to empower golfers with equipment that ensures consistency and accuracy in every swing.
Online media sites face existential threat as Google switches to AI. The Financial Times CEO John Slade revealed that the online news outlet saw a significant 30% drop in traffic from search engines attributed to AI. With the rise of AI in the online news landscape, industries are facing potential challenges. Quantum computing solutions from D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBDS, could further impact this trend. ANewsWire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, offering tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.